All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something powerful, something that can truly transform your relationships, the art of forgiveness. Ever felt like holding on to anger or resentment was just dragging you down? Like a heavy backpack you refuse to take off, even though it's giving you a backache? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments where we feel wronged, where justice feels imbalanced, and the urge to hold onto that hurt is real. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that cycle to actually gain strength and clarity through forgiveness? Today, we're going to explore how embracing forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful actions, but about liberating yourself from the emotional chains they create. It's about choosing to move forward with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So buckle up, because this is going to be good. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of forgiveness in your relationships. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. You know those old sayings like holding a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? Well, they have a point. Forgiveness isn't about saying what someone did was okay. It's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding its impact on you, and consciously choosing to release it. Think of it as taking back your power, refusing to let another person's actions dictate your emotional well-being. Understand that forgiveness takes time. It's not a magic switch you flip overnight. It's a process often messy and emotional. Be kind to yourself, allow space for healing, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Think of it like learning a new skill. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to keep going even when things get tough. Cultivate empathy. This is huge. Stepping into another person's shoes can help you understand their motivations, their struggles, and perhaps even find a sliver of compassion for them. It doesn't excuse the actions, but it helps you see the bigger picture, the human element behind the hurt. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Sometimes they're driven by pain, fear, or insecurity. Focus on letting go. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy stone. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on your heart and mind. Imagine yourself gently placing that stone down, watching it crumble away with each breath you take. Practice gratitude. This might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually make forgiveness easier. It helps shift your perspective from negativity to positivity, opening up space for compassion and understanding. Be grateful for the people who have brought joy into your life, the lessons you've learned, and the strength you've gained through difficult experiences. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you had a close friend who broke a promise, something that deeply hurt you. You're angry, betrayed, and struggling to move past it. You know this friend is capable of great things, but their actions left you feeling vulnerable and disappointed. Holding onto the anger feels like a shield protecting you from further pain, but it's also isolating you. It's creating distance between you and someone who matters. Now, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging the hurt, and choosing to forgive. It doesn't erase what happened, but allows you to start rebuilding trust, communicating openly, and hopefully mending the bond. Forgiveness isn't condoning their actions. It's about setting yourself free from the burden of anger, opening your heart to healing, and creating space for genuine connection. So, remember folks, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It takes courage, compassion, and a willingness to let go of what no longer serves you. But trust me, the rewards are measurable. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on forgiveness in the comments below. What experiences have taught you about its power? What steps are you taking to cultivate more forgiveness in your own life? And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. It helps others find this show and discover the transformative power of Stoicism. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.